Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Frames Per Second Podcast, Walking Dead Recap, episode 10. Yeah, oh, appreciate it, B. That's teamwork. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, episode 10, Omega. Is it called Omega? Looks like it says Omega. All right, cool. So yeah, man. So now we, Alpha, rolled up on the camp, asking for a daughter. That's the end. But let's just start overall. What did you guys think about the show as a whole?
I'm trying to think. I think it's out of all the, I guess, so-called villains that we're getting ready to, that's introduced, I think this is the first time they went like back. Like they show like an origin of them before they introduce them. Have they ever done that with Governor? And
I don't know.
I don't think they never done that with Governor or Negan before. It's interesting they giving us an origin of her before we.
I thought that was cool. It felt nostalgic to the older episodes.
Know how they went back?
Yeah,
but it did. But they've never. What he's saying.
Yeah, they never done it.
That's what I said.
No.
It's their first time. I think it's the first time they've done this, as far as the villain.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is like it felt nostalgic in the sense of seeing early stages of Walking Dead, not flashbacks, but like the early, like how you know you can hear him outside.
Oh, okay, not the setup of a villain.
Yeah, not the setup, but just the actual going back to like, oh man, this is when it was first happening.
I got you. Yeah,
so it's like, oh man, yeah, that is how it was. You know,
it's the first time they're doing this. Didn't
know,
as a villain.
Yeah, didn't know that you know he could wake up as a zombie and stuff. Like it's like, oh man, I remember that. Yeah, so it was cool to have that feeling again. So, yeah, I thought that was dope, the way they set that up.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask y'all how y'all felt about the way that she killed that black dude and how weak he must have been the way Alpha killed the dude in the shelter.
That wasn't a black dude.
What the fuck?
Whatever he was.
He wasn't even
mixed. He had a little afro.
Yeah,
he had a little afro.
Yeah, he did.
That dude didn't look no kind of black.
I think he was black.
He looked maybe Spanish at the most.
Yeah.
It don't matter. Whatever.
Person of color. It does matter, though.
No, yeah, it does matter with Walking Dead. It fucking
matters. Yeah, it
matters. But he did go out like a sucker.
He did. Man. He went out
like a real hoe. How you just let somebody just break your neck like that? You didn't even fight back.
Right, like you ain't even like got the strength.
He just laying there.
Yeah. You going to shut your mouth. You going to shut your mouth.
You don't belong here.
Fine. You going to shut your mouth.
That's what everybody here needs to do.
I was like, bro.
All y'all need to do.
And I was like, is he dead? I said, oh, no way he's dead. I was like, no way he's dead off of that.
Man,
yeah, I asked myself the same. I was like, "Is he dead?" Because she didn't really like cover his nose.
She broke his neck.
You could hear the
I didn't even hear it
until I watched the second time.
I watch it on. I always put subtitles on because some of these motherfuckers, their accents are so bad, I can't understand them.
Yeah.
But, and it says bone breaks, and I was like, "What the fuck? Really?" So she's super fucking woman all of a sudden.
Exactly.
He didn't even try to fight.
No,
his arm was just here. You could have slapped the shit out of her. His arm was laid like just floppy.
Or like use that arm to push her off. I feel like I'm about to die, my strength gonna kick in. Like boom,
something's gonna kick in.
I did think it was interesting that she was in order to protect the people in there, she killed him, therefore creating the threat that she was trying to prevent. You know, that I was like, wait, if she kills him, do they know they turn at all?
No. They don't know yet.
You know, so she, in an attempt to save everybody and to make sure they're saved, she was the one that basically got them all killed. You know.
Stupid ass.
Yeah, she really was. But
we're not going out there. We're staying here.
But
you said bitch and just walked away.
Oh, shit.
We're not going out there. Bitch.
Right, he didn't say nothing. He literally just said bitch and walked.
He did.
And he was done.
Y'all stupid.
I mean, that's what happened, though.
I cried. Oh, I literally cried. I was like, damn, that's it, dude. That's your wife.
That's all she get.
And he said it with such conviction, too.
Yes.
It wasn't even like, man, bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch! Bitch!
But was he the bad guy in that family? Like, was she Carol or was it her? Okay,
it was
she was
Carol.
Carol, right?
Lydia,
Carol
Alpha.
No. When I say Carol, Carol was the one that was in an abusive relationship.
Yes.
So when they first set it up, it made it seem like Alpha was in an abusive relationship.
Oh, was she the okay.
Yes, but as it went on, it seemed like it was flipped.
Right.
Like she was the abuser and the aggressor instead of, so that's what I was asking.
Lydia, like what's her name, Lydia?
Yeah.
Lydia. She wasn't being honest or.
She was brainwashed.
Yeah.
Basically.
No, you know what? You that was so? The one thing about this episode that I really didn't understand is. Like, Daryl comes down, he's like, yeah, the one part of your story that sounds like bullshit was the part about your dad. Or that wasn't bullshit, was the part about your dad. And then they get to what the real story is, that the mom did all this, et cetera, et cetera. And the mom actually killed the dad. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. But then when dumbass Henry goes up there, he says to Daryl, he said, so her mother was making her think this entire time that it was the father's fault. But how? When Lydia was the only one telling the story, and she was the one switching the story up, how was it the mom's fault?
You sure she said that?
Because
he definitely said that.
Because the mom put those thoughts in her head, because I think she was six at the time. Yeah. So she was young.
Yeah,
so as she was,
when did she realize it was bullshit?
I think it was
while she was sitting down there.
I think it was when you remember when Daryl grabbed her arm and he saw the stars or whatever, and then he was like, well, your dad didn't put these on you, so it must have been the other person.
No, what? She told the end of the story, which was that her mom killed the dad. Unless we're supposed to just infer that by the flashback and she didn't really know that for a fact. I felt like that whole part was really jumbled and it didn't really make a lot of sense.
I thought it was at first, but then it made sense afterwards.
She was brainwashed.
Yeah,
but then when did she realize that it wasn't true?
I think she goes back and forth in her head about it.
But when did she realize that it wasn't true, is what I'm saying. When did she come to the realization that her mom was tricking her?
I think she goes back and forth with it. I think sometimes she has flashbacks that, damn, my mom fucking hit me or whatever. But then I think it's always there. But it seems like
it was
at some
switch
point.
Moment. I think it was the switch moment.
So why show the moment when the mother actually killed the dad, though? Why show that flashback when they show when Alpha killed the husband? Like why?
Because that's for the audience.
She came to that realization later,
They didn't make that very clear. Yeah. That was the problem. That's true. Seemed like when they were showing the flashback, it seemed like we were supposed to infer that that was Lydia telling the story.
Right.
In the beginning.
It was different type of flashback. So I can see how that. Okay, now I see what's happening. You have flashbacks of just her thinking about it.
Right.
And then you have flashbacks that are for the audience.
So maybe the narrator changed. Yeah. Maybe the narrator was Lydia and then it switched to some third person narrator who knew the true story. I don't know.
Okay, but wait. I got you again then.
Oh, what's up?
Because when Henry comes upstairs, he says, so her mom was tricking her the whole time. When do we realize the mom was tricking her? Yeah. When does everybody in that basement come to the realization that the mom was tricking her? That's the part that I was extremely confused about. Because it seems like Lydia's repeating the story back in her head, and then as the audience were watching the story. But when does everybody say, okay, bam, the mom was lying. The mom really did it.
All right, let me jump in real quick. So I think what really happened was, Early, like in that moment when she was like thinking back to like her mom and how she used to be, she realized in that moment like her mom was tricking her the whole time. Cause you remember like prior to that, like kind of earlier prior to that, she was kind of like starting to like finally grow in them. Like she started like realize how nice these people were to her.
Mm-mm, I don't remember that.
You don't realize, you don't.
When she didn't hit him with the axe.
That's because she heard the baby crying.
Yeah, she had a traumatic flashback.
But go ahead, Con.
So basically when she came back and she starts talking to, what's the dude named Henry? When she starts talking to him and you see they kind of get close with each other and then he ends up like sleeping down there with her. And then when Daryl comes down there, like then I feel like in that moment she kind of realized that they were like cool, like these people weren't like a threat to her. And that's when she started saying, that's when she kind of realized, I need to go ahead and just tell these people like what's going on.
Oh, that is when it happened. That is when it happened. I was trying to think back. Like,
so then she told the truth.
Yeah, then she told the truth after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think she was brainwashed, though. I think she thought she was telling the truth.
Yeah, no.
Right.
So
y'all are still not making. We can just move on. Okay. I don't think anybody here is going to make sense.
No. I see. She told the truth, but you're saying how did she know that that was the truth that she was telling?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. If she knew that that was the truth, then when did she realize that that was the truth?
And I think
she was brainwashed before that.
Right. So I don't think she knew that. I think because she was brainwashed and because she was in basically a therapy session, Mm-hmm. All of the memories that she were told, she started to realize during that session that they were false memories. Okay. And she mm-hmm. started to remember the actual truth on how it happened.
So she's playing it back in her head. Yeah. As she's
because she's talking
back,
through it.
Yeah.
Then exactly. It's starting to make more sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes way more sense than what Khan came over here and grabbed the mic and said. Thank you, Ken. Oh, unreliable ass Khan. Why don't you just take the mic over there anyway? Why? Matter of fact, why don't you just make Sophie move and just come over here? Don't you usually do this with us? Sometimes.
No, he said he not gonna be watching.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still trying to play that bullshit.
Yeah, he is. But he just came on the mic. He came on the mic and made a whole point and stuff. Oh, I'm not watching.
He grabbed the mic like fucking KRS
right.
with PM Dog.
Right, right.
I got something to say. Anyway.
Kind of watch. We all know.
Yeah.
We all know.
Yep.
Yeah. But
God damn, that took like 30 minutes to work that shit out, huh?
That's your fault.
That's not my. That's your fault for remembering everything right. wrong.
Oh, don't be trying to put this on me.
You tried to kill Lydia.
Don't even put this on me. Like you the one
and then King Kong was knocking on the door.
You was clearly the one.
Y'all not gonna act like King Kong
was clearly the one that was confused.
King Kong was knocking on the door.
Don't be mad at me because I got it and you
did. Was I the only one confused?
No. Yes.
Thank you, Eric.
I went you back.
You don't mean nothing yet.
Were you confused?
You don't mean nothing yet.
You don't mean nothing yet. You ain't been here long enough.
So fuck out of here.
You find
another ally.
You stupid.
Find another ally.
That's mean as fuck.
Fuck you, man.
That's cold blooded.
Anyways.
What else happened in this episode? Just besides Henry trash, being man. Stupid.
So we had the other group.
Him. Oh my God. I cannot stand Henry.
Yeah. You need Henry's though.
You do, but I hate him.
You're going to let her out. You're gonna sleep with her at and hold her hand.
You don't eat a worm that she doesn't suck
right,
the dirt.
That she
off
sucked
of.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Actually, Henry was probably like, man, like, she probably give good head. Yeah. She sucked the. Yeah. The way she sucked the dirt off that worm and didn't even flinch. Henry
didn't
was
even
like,
flinch.
Well, shit.
He was like,
now.
Henry was foreshadowed.
Yeah. Henry was like, wait a minute.
He said, sure, I got a bigger worm you can try. That's how he was looking at her, Mike.
He was. I didn't even think about
he was like,
Henry was like, God damn.
He was like, wow. Wow.
Man. And he's like, we don't get showers, but only so often. And all these other girls are playing around by my dirty
right,
dick. But
right.
the way she sucked the dirt off that worm.
He was like, wow, I just ate like, a worm.
I just
like,
ate a worm.
Freaking like, wow. Idiot. Yes. It's yeah. like, dang, man. Like, you really want something bad.
Bruh, you really shit, you would too.
I
though.
Mean, yeah, really. There ain't that many, like, halfway decent looking girls in that camp.
Yeah.
Most I mean, of them chicks, you know.
I ain't letting no.
A worm, though, dog.
No girl out of jail.
You would get a worm for some. Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would.
Not that soon.
Not that soon. He probably think this is easy.
Right.
Not that soon. It's too early.
And she's all crazy and animalistic. Henry's like, bro, this is about to be hey. Some good stuff.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. So what else happened? You were about to say something.
The other group went out looking for Luke and the homie.
Jesus Christ. That shit got on my damn nerves.
What's up with it?
Just her not wanting to go back. Mm. You know, it's like, you know, like, you guys are... basically put yourself in harm's way and you almost got your ass ate up. So then everybody's like, yeah, nah, we need to get the hell out of it. We need to go back. And then for her to be like, no, no, he will do this for me. He was saying like, and then for the other one, like you can't get your ass back to the damn camp and come back out again. Like, I just didn't understand that. And I got how they tried to set it up and say, oh, because he saved her before.
Right.
And that because of that, she feels like she owes him, you know, that much to go find him.
I can feel it, though.
No.
No.
No, Pusey needs to die. She get on my fucking
Pusey.
Wow. She stays doing stupid shit. I liked her at the beginning, but now it's starting to see, like, she's another Tyrese, where she just does a lot of stupid
that's a good
shit.
One. That's a good
and
one.
And says a lot of stupid shit, and she's going to get people killed.
Yeah. And she probably will.
And which
it's
one's the chief?
Probably foreshadowing.
The
no, it's a
but
sister.
The death one's
a
the one that wanted to stay
her.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's.
How much help
she was
you?
Just like, I'll stay
right.
with you.
She stayed with her sister, though. So I.
Because the other girl was not going to
no,
leave.
No, Pusey was the one saying we should stay.
Right.
And then the deaf sister stayed with her.
Yes, right. Yes, yes.
But I've been like, man, right. if you don't go, because you can't help me, you can't hear nothing.
But, right.
But then,
I mean, no, for
that's
real.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to say it.
No. That's not mean, it's facts.
Yeah.
But didn't Daryl do something like that back in the day when he was looking for Carol's daughter? He went out at night.
No, yeah. He went out during the day. I don't remember him going out at night.
I thought he went out at night.
Talking about when he fell down the hill and stabbed himself.
That was during the day.
I thought it was a point where he went during the night.
Are you thinking of Shane trying to get the medicine with the fat dude? That was at night.
No, I knew that was at night. Okay.
You've watched him more recently than the rest of us, so you might be right. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right though. It was during the day when he got stabbed.
But either way, like, I get her staying with her sister, but if that was my brother and my brother refused to come back trying to save some white man,
oh my God.
I wouldn't have stayed with him. I would have dragged his ass back to the goddamn camp.
What if you couldn't grab him?
And they would have fought you tooth and nail.
Right.
No, because I'm the older brother.
If you're the deaf one and you're at a disadvantage?
She's not at a disadvantage. Of a disadvantage.
She ain't like Matt Murdock or
literally
she can't
a disability.
Right. You can't hear a zombie coming up on you. They growling and shit. Zombie looking confused. Like, why isn't this motherfucker moving?
Why are we on that, man? I'm sick of these stealth zombies. I think I've said it before, but these motherfuckers are supposed to growl all the time. But somehow they're sneaking up on people still.
They don't always growl.
It's called evolution.
Nah, bullshit.
Yeah, they might have learned. If I be quiet, then they, you know, they don't run.
These zombies, they ain't learning shit. Like, they kind of like tease them. Oh, maybe they're learning, but they're actually whispers.
But he
like,
snuck up on the deaf girl. Didn't he?
I thought it was Poussé.
Was it
Poussé?
Yeah. I thought it was Poussé. You're just not remembering everything.
How are you talking?
You're all forgetful.
How are you talking?
He's on episode three times. I've only seen it once.
Oh, shit.
You right.
But it's been happening all like the entire series. Like, zombies just pop up. Rawr. Like, what the fuck is
it's
that?
Like you think they should be able to hear them?
Like, sometimes they're in packs and they're all just fucking making noise. Sometimes they're hiding behind a tree and they come out. Rawr. Like, that shit don't make no sense. And it's something I should get over. Uh-huh. But you it's been happening it. Forever.
Why you want the zombies to roar, man?
Because they be doing that.
No, not all
they,
be the
do, they do that when it's convenient.
They don't all. How you know the motherfucker ain't mute? Mute people, they die. So you saying that the motherfucker can't be mute?
Because they show up and they be like, roar.
Not all the time.
That's how they sound.
Yes, they do.
They're not roaring. Every time they roaring. Why are they roaring?
Sometimes
zombie.
Sometimes
they do that shit every time.
No, they are for the most part they are quiet until there's something and for them to eat.
No.
Exactly.
When that's when they wake up.
When there are the hordes and shit, you remember when it was like big hordes?
Yeah,
you could hear them like down the street.
They talking to each other.
Yeah, they're around each other at that point.
And
but
then like what Ken said, once they see something they can go grab.
I'm talking about the big ass herds. When they don't know no people are around.
But this zombie you're talking about was by itself. It was a solo zombie.
Ain't no reason for him to be growling. It's until like cats. Cats
brain
don't
dead.
Meow all the fucking
but
time.
But cats have brains. They have a reason to meow.
They have brains,
they
too.
They're dead brains.
That's why when you stab them, they die.
Man, get over
but
the
they don't
I
shit.
Know.
This don't make any sense in the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
I need him like, rah, rah, rah.
You gotta have rules, man.
So that's what you want them to do? You want them to make all types of noise all the time?
It's just these like bullshit jump scares that should not be happening. I get it. I get why.
Since the beginning of
I know, and I've been mad about it since the beginning.
Bro.
But now I can talk about it.
You tripping?
Yeah.
I'm not tripping. All right, I'm not
what
tripping.
Else happened?
Anyway. What's up?
What else happened?
She spit on Daryl's face.
Did he dodge the spit?
No, I hit him. He just didn't care.
Right. He didn't care about it. It's Dirty Daryl. You think he cared about some spit?
It might have made him a little mad because it got one of the little dirt spots. It might have washed a little bit of the dirt off. But other than that, Daryl was like, really? Just going to spit up? Like,
right.
That's all you guys spit. Look at me. I had a shower in 32
minutes. Right.
You think some spit's going to hurt me?
Yeah,
that's. Cool. I mean, pretty much. I think that was it.
This episode was fairly empty.
Yeah, it just pretty much. Good, they pretty much.
Oh, the end of it.
Oh yeah,
the end of it was dope.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, when she rolled
Alpha,
up on.
Alpha
yeah.
Rolled up.
I am Alpha. I want my daughter.
Wrong answer.
What the fuck? Wrong
answer. Wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
What accent is this?
I don't even know, dude.
Where are you supposed to be?
Like, where
from?
Are you from? You're not from Alabama.
You're not from Georgia with that accent.
I think Alpha gonna be cold.
Is that Virginia or something? Yeah, like, what accent is that? Like, seriously.
Like, to just walk up on him like that? Like, she
without the mask on?
Without the mask.
Mm-hmm.
She just walked up and they all just standing behind her like goddamn
all the whispers
background
just
dancers.
Walking. I'm like, yeah.
I need y'all to know my face.
Yep.
Why did Deaf Girl go run in the cornfield? Did that make sense?
Zombies.
No, it didn't make sense.
I feel like she could have ran to her sister or whatever. She had a clear path.
But she was far back.
No, she didn't have a clear path because they would have had to open the gate for her.
And they hadn't closed the gate yet.
Yeah.
They hadn't closed the gate yet.
She had a way in.
Because I was like, why the fuck they even bother closing the gate? I thought that at first. There's a whole empty fence right to the side. Like, what the fuck is the gate going to do?
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, the gate wasn't closed
yet. I thought it initially, but so the gate wasn't closed yet?
Nah.
Because they were just walking up, remember? Because when she saw, because remember, Poussey and them were out. So mm-hmm. when her sister went and ran into the cornfield, she wanted to run back and go get her sister.
Right.
So they were still outside of the gate.
Yeah, maybe there's a reason for that.
I mean, just for next. Yeah, it's for this tonight.
Give me
That's all it is.
Because one of them three is going to die, definitely.
Oh, yeah, y'all said one of them was going to die last episode.
Yeah, but they dragged this fucking origin. The origin
still think one of
them's
gonna die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, definitely, one of those three is gonna die.
What three?
Either Aiden, the deaf chick, or Luke. One of them is gonna die. They're gonna be made if the deaf chick dies because I'm sick of her.
No.
She's worthless. You can't hear nothing.
Come on, man.
You can't help. You can't talk to nobody. I think tonight is gonna be tight.
They all know how to sign.
I think tonight because I'm curious to see how she evade all of these zombies and she can't hear a damn thing.
I mean, she can see, but she can't.
But they're coming up behind her, right? So,
because remember when she looks over, she's looking through the cornfield, and they're kind of like walking to the side. Mm-hmm.
Right. But so I'm talking about in the trailer for tonight's episode. They showed that there were zombies in the cornfield, and she was being attacked.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I don't know if I watched the trailer.
I can't wait. I want to see this.
If she just feel them coming, I'm mad as fuck.
This shit gonna be tight.
She does have the wins.
Shit is gonna be tight.
What kind of sense? Like Spidey senses?
Like when it was on the trail, like she looked over and she was like, what are you?
Oh, she sure did.
Yeah.
So her eyes are just stronger because
when you lose one strength, that happens. Yeah.
So maybe her peripheral vision might be tight.
On point.
Yeah. I still can't stand her.
She's been surviving this long though.
Wow. Yeah, because she has Poussey in them to help her. She has you know what else I'm tired of?
What?
That fucking slingshot.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm sick of that too.
I thought they was gonna get rid of those.
Me too.
They need to.
I'm like, really?
For a while.
No. The ninja knives are already bad enough.
Right. But
racist ass shit. The ninja knives are already bad enough.
But now the slingshot. Really?
And you that good with the slingshot? I understand Garrett with the bow.
Right.
That makes sense. He hunts. What the fuck?
You gotta be precise.
But this apocalypse has been going on for a long time, Mike.
Five years. You're not gonna be that good with a slingshot.
You can't be that precise with a slingshot.
I think you can be.
To blow a brain out.
As far as blowing a brain out, no.
Come on.
But
that's ridiculous.
Accurate?
They practice a lot.
Yeah. The first time they showed up, she was like half a mile away.
They were like a superhero group.
Bitch, bap.
She probably do that shit every day.
Bow, bitch, bow.
No, she do that for breakfast.
She's tight with that shit.
No, I don't.
It's just a Tuesday.
I'm not buying that either. I'm not buying a slingshot.
Slingshot's got to go.
Stop hating. Just take it for what it is.
No, slingshot's got to go.
Thank you.
It's already here.
It's a slingshot, bro.
I know.
It is ridiculous. But she's tight with
it. It is ridiculous.
She is tight.
She is tight. That's why it's stupid. Yeah, she needs to miss a couple times.
Right.
All right. So last thing I want to bring up, because this popped in my head. I think Daryl can be a lead role on the show after this episode. Mm.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't.
I think so.
Only with Carol.
I think he did a good job of carrying that last episode.
He didn't carry it. He just asked a couple questions and grunted.
He had the switch moment, though. That was a moment.
Good. I think he can do it. I don't know. I think he can.
What if Negan come back, though? Like, and be...
And them two together?
That's what I'm saying.
I think if, you know, as people exit the show and mm-hmm. Daryl's the only one left, I think as a leading character... Yeah, I know Negan's going to be there. I think he, you know, of course, you know... You know, obviously he's a great actor, et cetera, et cetera. But I think we were talking about whether or not Daryl can mm-hmm. actually function as a lead role, and I think he can after watching that episode.
I think they foreshadowed that there's going to be something going on with Daryl and Carol. Because if you remember, one of the other things that stupid ass Henry said before he went back down to the cellar, he said, "I'm glad you and my mom are friends." Mm. And at first, I was like, "That was pointless. Who cares?"
Yeah.
But then when I watched it the second time, I was like, "Okay, that makes sense." Because when you look at Daryl's face, and it's like, because I read a couple things after that, and they were trying to imply that Daryl is going to be the one to leave with the Whisperers.
Mm.
Because remember when she's talking to him and she's like, "You're not like these people. Yes. You're more like us."
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think that there's going to be some kind of dealie between Carol and Daryl that's going to be really, really, really major.
Hmm.
I think Michonne is going to take kind of like a back seat to whatever this thing is that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be a result of what we know happens in the books mm-hmm. that we can't say here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's going to be really, really interesting. And if that's the case, then yeah, I think Daryl could carry the show, but it's going to have to be, he's going to need like a sidekick. And I think mm-hmm. Carol's going to have to be his sidekick that's going to cause the tension.
The Carol and Daryl show. I've been saying it for a while.
Yeah. I mean, at this point,
Would that be interesting if he leaves and go with the Whisperers?
That's going to piss everybody off.
It is.
If they make Daryl some sort of weird villain, they're going to leave. People are going to leave the show.
Man, there's no way that that would happen, though.
I don't think it would, but I'm just entertaining the idea.
I wouldn't put it past these. I wouldn't put it past Walking Dead, man.
The way they write,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but he's already expressed how it's, her mom was a piece of shit, basically.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you think he'll leave as an ally, Mike? Like,
no, I don't. I'm not saying I think that. I'm saying I read that and I was like, that could be an interesting twist.
Yeah.
You know, him being tempted at least to leave off. And then he was kind of flirting with the idea. If you follow him on Instagram, he posted a picture of Alpha and Daryl looking at each other. Nah. And he put a little heart at the bottom. I know he fucks with people. But at the same time, I could see them flirting with this idea. As long as the Whisperers don't really kill anybody else, I could see Daryl being like, all right, fuck, maybe I should. So, I don't think it's going to happen, but I could see it.
So I noticed one of the wings on his vest is gone. Do you think that symbolizes anything? Like,
no, that's been gone for a minute, I think.
For real?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's been gone for a minute.
I just noticed it.
Do you notice his new tattoo?
On his hand or something, right? Yeah.
I don't know what that's supposed to be.
Either. I couldn't tell. It was like a circle.
It's like a little smiley face or some shit.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This episode didn't wow me.
It didn't.
Really?
Like I said, it just made me think like, damn, this is interesting that they showing an origin before we get introduced to the villain. They never done that. That was the only thing I've noticed.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. Given the backstory, seeing Daryl be the guy.
The Whispers look dope. When they all came up,
and
they
that
shit was tight.
They always dope when they come on the screen. Though, me personally,
Me too.
So what y'all think gonna happen tonight?
They gonna kill one of the motherfuckers?
I think they're gonna have to in order to send a message that they really want their daughter. She really wants her daughter back, and you know, for Lydia to think that her mom doesn't care about her, and then for her mom to roll up on there like, "Yo, y'all need to give me my daughter," which I don't know why she would think that, because everything she's done prior to then was for her daughter.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
Even in the very beginning?
She's been getting her ass whooped, because as you can see from her arms, if her mom's been beating her, and if they go the comic book route, then we know that there's certain things that are happening that her mom's not protecting her from.
True, true.
But even if they don't go the comic book route, only thing we know of is her as a baby and then her now. We don't know what's happening.
What happened in between to make her think that her daughter doesn't care, true.
And I think she was saying that Alpha usually, if somebody gets captured, she just leaves and keeps going. So I think she's just implying that, well, I mean, she's done that with everybody else. Why would I be any different?
Right. She's removing the fact that that's your mom. You know, and because we're in a new world, she's thinking that those rules don't apply, at least the way they function as a group.
And now they're going to know that she's lying again. Because remember the last thing she said was, oh, there's like 10 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
There was like 25 of the motherfuckers out
easily.
There.
And it could have been, it's probably more, definitely more.
And so Daryl says, oh, no, I did see the trailer then. I did see the trailer because I remember Daryl says you can't have her. And that's when she says wrong answer, right?
Yeah.
So that's when she's going to kill one of them. Guaranteed. She's going to kill one of them.
She's
going to
say wrong answer.
Wrong answer. Yeah. Then she's going to kill one of them.
Yep.
I like Alpha.
I like Alpha too, but I just want to know where the fuck she's from. Must be West Virginia, because one of her teeth is missing.
Oh, I said Virginia. Remember, I was like, maybe that's Virginia.
Not Virginia, West Virginia. West Virginia's a different monster, bro.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Really,
everybody way come different. After us.
What? What
West
they gonna
Virginia,
do?
Mute people, deaf people.
We ain't make fun of mute people. We just said that that's Eric's fault. Not understand
shit. Nah,
that's Eric's
don't
fault.
Don't put that on me.
Nah, and
deaf people Eric? Know it's true. You can't sign in the apocalypse. Like the fuck kind of dumb shit is that?
Do you think she been doing it for over 6 years?
She needs to die.
God damn, Mike.
She needs to die.
But you know what? I think it's dope. And I think if everybody was smart, they all would learn fucking sign language so they can learn how to communicate without talking.
Ain't nobody got time to be learning no sign language running from zombies.
I would. Like, I'd be gangsta.
Yeah, fuck it. Just go.
Mike, it's somebody behind you.
Ain't nobody got time for all that shit.
Stacking on them.
Stacking on them.
I'm just saying.
Stacking on them.
Like, I'm going to say, what, Mike?
Bruh.
Right.
No.
But I could do like a quiet deuce, place, right?
Yeah, I think we'll be dope.
Deuce in, bro.
Alright, we gonna get out of here. Y'all can get us in trouble.
But no, they kinda already do it though, right? Like would they be like the military type?
But that's
of
the military. Yeah. I'm talking about really being able to
on
talk.
The show do that, have they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they do it all the time.
Yeah, they do all that shit.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right, because Rick used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another thing I wanted to bring up before we close it out was do y'all think it's a possibility that Daryl may sacrifice himself?
No.
Sacrifices in death?
For Lydia?
No,
for Lydia?
not death, but like take him as you know,
take me hostage instead.
Oh, instead of Lydia?
No, it wouldn't make any sense. Why would he do that?
That's what I was trying to figure out in my head. Like, yeah.
So do we think he'll give her up eventually?
That's what I'm saying. So what's going to happen then?
There's going to be a war.
So right there is going to be a war.
We don't know about right there, but how many episodes are left for this season? There can't be more than like maybe three or four,
it has, but it would have to be a war. If they was to kill one of them right there on the spot, something has to pop off. Like, why wouldn't it?
Maybe, I don't know, but
maybe a skirmish and they all run away.
And she is at a disadvantage because they're on the outside,
right?
And,
right.
You know, they got higher ground.
So that's what I'm saying. Why would they kill them right there?
So maybe she won't kill them right there. Maybe she'll take them back and then she'll send like a head or something later on. So one of them is gonna die.
I think so too. One of them has to die.
One of them is gonna die.
I would agree. One of them needs to die. Yeah. But I don't know if they. If
you don't think
will.
It's gonna happen?
My vote is Luke. Luke
I don't
is
know.
Dead.
Nah,
I don't know about tonight. But I'm saying Luke is dead.
Because I think Aiden dying is going to make more sense.
If they kill Luke, it'll be more character development for these like B characters who randomly came in and now you feel something for
them.
Yeah,
but if Aiden dies, it'll be more character development for fucking useless ass Enid in the background. Because then it'll give her a reason to actually step on the scene and be a warrior.
I don't think they'll shift focus to her because they haven't shown her
exactly
a whole lot.
But if they go ahead and they kill Aiden, it'll be a reason to show her. Because Eden had a strong presence, like when she first showed up, and then they kind of just left her alone.
Yeah.
But them killing
Eden, they're trying to develop these new characters, and I think they're going to be like, "Oh, here's more story for them, or here's why you should care about these people more now, because now they have more of a fight."
You might be right because they actually went out looking for him, and she's out there crying and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You might be right because them killing Luke would actually add a whole lot more drama. With you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Nobody gives a shit about Aiden except Eden.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, well, shout out to everybody that listens to the recaps, man. I've been seeing a lot of people that say they don't even watch the show, but they just love, like, the recaps. And then they say that, you know, it's actually one of the best out there. So we appreciate all of that. So, keep you know, sharing the show.
We didn't mention there's no Judith this episode.
I know. We needed more Judith.
No, we did not. That
perfect.
Was
great.
Anybody worried about you, Cabbage Mouth?
Really?
Yeah, we going to fourth grade in this house.
I know, right?
Cabbage.
Huh? Why are you vegan but you don't eat cabbage?
I eat it. I just don't eat it around people because it fucking stinks. Anyway, wrap up.
Well, anyway, the Whisperers, they need to be scared of Judith because Judith can come wreck the scene.
No, she not.
Watch.
No,
she gonna
she's
have that
not.
Little sit.
You know what, though?
No,
I think she will have a moment. Like, no, she gonna have the sword and the gun. Like, fuck.
No. Yo, if that shit happens, man.
If that, happens, I'm with Khan.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Y'all need to start hating on Judith.
She sucks.
No.
Yo, I can't wait for that shit to happen.
No. That shit better not happen.
I'm gonna just send you a tweet with a period hashtag TWD.
This shit better not happen, man.
All right, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.